Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 516 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 65ing his hands together. We left McKnight in the factory when we left there, two blocks before they said Manola McKnight, C, sworn for the defendant. I work for Mrs. Selig. I cook for her. Mr. and Mrs. Frank live with Mr. and Mrs. Selig. His wife is Mrs. Selig's daughter. I cooked breakfast for the family on April 26th. Mr. Frank finished his breakfast a little after 11 o'clock. Mr. Frank came to dinner about 20 minutes after 1 o'clock. That was not the dinner hour, but Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Selig were going off to the 2 o'clock car. They were already eating when Mr. Frank came in. My husband, Albert McKnight, wasn't in the kitchen that day between 1 and 2 o'clock at all. Standing at the kitchen door, you cannot see the mirror in the dining room. If you move up to the north end where you can see the kitchen mirror, you can't see the dining room table. My husband wasn't there all that day. Mr. Frank left that day sometime after 2 o'clock. I next saw him at 6:30 at supper. I left about 8 o'clock. Mrs. Frank was still at home when I left. He took supper with the rest of the family. After this happened, the detectives came out and arrested me and took me to Mr. Dorsey's office, where Mr. Dorsey, my husband, and another man were there. I was working at the Seeligs when they came and got me. They tried to get me to say that Mr. Frank would not allow his wife to sleep that night and that he told her to get up and get his gun and let him kill himself and that he made her get out of bed. They had my husband there to bulldoze me, claiming that I had told him that. I had never told him anything of the kind. I told them right there in Mr. Dorsey's office that it was a lie. Then they carried me down to the station house in the patrol wagon. They came to me for another statement about 11:30 or 12 o'clock that night.